Well, hello again. It's time with T, and I am T with a little T in my cup. Guys, come on in. We're going to go ahead and get the numbers out. You can reach us at 919-768-2486. That's 919-768-2486. Or you can call for any tips on domestic violence concerns. You can dial 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233 or text 433-733. We're going to go ahead and get into our subject. Today we're talking about the man-child, the grown boy, body grown up, but nothing else. So what we're talking about is, and let's not be sexist, this happens in the woman child as well. The woman that does not want to leave her mother's house, the woman that does not do anything beyond the bare minimum of just maybe giving her mom some money, and you know, and the enablers who allow this. Because when my children get old enough, well, got old enough, the door was open, okay? But if you're going to stay, there's going to be a whole split down the middle thing. It's not going to be you just going to throw me some bread and, you know, continue to do the chores in your room. No, we're going to treat it like two grown people in a house. Now, to each his own how they handle their internal business. But what we're talking about is at hand, the mentality of a grown child. One that wants to be, you know, grown on the hand of doing things, drinking, drugs, whatever, you know, having sex out of wedlock, whatever it is that grown people think that grown people should be able to do. They're doing these things, but then when it comes down to the responsibilities, they suddenly get infantile and, you know, they don't understand why they have to do this. Well, let's talk about the man in particular, because this is something I've been concerned about personally, running into men who, you know, they got the beard, they got the muscles, they got the look of a man, the image of a man, should I say, but they are not yet mature financially, mentality, the emotional stability, the, you know, they don't want responsibilities. Well, at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is that you run into one of these guys and you think, oh my goodness, look at this guy here. He's handsome. He's this, he's that. And he may have things like car, you know, money in a bank account. But the reason he has these things is because he's living off his mother. Or maybe he doesn't have anything and he still lives off his mother because he has more priorities of sneakers and clothes and, you know, the nightlife, a social life, or something more sinister. Even, you know, maybe he's on drugs and he uses all his money for drugs. But at any rate, you meet the guy and you don't know the backstory, so you are intrigued by the look. Don't be fooled by the look. Don't be fooled by the attraction, because I mean, Tina Turner told us, you know, what's love got to do with it? It's just the secondhand emotion. The first emotion is going to be, you know, pining and woo and those things you cannot take to the bank. Those things you cannot even take home to your mother. So what I'm trying to say is the man child and men and the woman child are sometimes so physically attractive that you lose all train of thought of the vetting that you normally do when you meet a person. Like, oh, not on the first date, oh, you know, I'm not sure about this person, you know, yeah, they look good, but, you know, yeah, they say the right things, they do the right things on that first date, and that's all they got. They're tap dancing with all they got. And if it's hook, line, and sinker, if they get you, hey, you're gotten for at least 6-7 months. Because it's going to take you a while to lose that hope of what you thought you were getting. That's, you know, part of the cognitive dissonance of something not being what you thought it was, and your mind has to catch up with reality. Now, what I wanted to talk about specifically is the man-child that triangulates with his family, the females in his family, the women in his family that are closest to him. Even if they're not really close, for the purpose of disillusioning the new date he has, he will pretend to be really close to his sister, and, you know, he'll put on an act. And usually the mother is in on it, and she's, you know, an instigator, because she doesn't want him to have a woman that, you know, is going to outdo her in cooking and cleaning and being there for him. But yet she does want somebody, because she knows she's not going to, you know, she's not immortal. She's going to need somebody to take over when she leaves. So she's vetting as well for somebody more like herself, not too ambitious, but willing to overlook what he does and doesn't do, you know, in the line of responsibility. Now, the mother will also proceed with the layout of what she expects, because it's what she's trained him for. So she'll say, well, he expects his dinner cooked like this, his clothes washed like that, his back rubbed like this. And she'll go as far as, you know, the details of everything except sex, of course, because she couldn't have sex with him. That would have been crossing the line. But these type of mothers do everything but have sex with their son. I mean, they wipe their butt to their way in their teens. And I mean, literally, they take care of them to the extent of no woman could ever follow that, because no woman would want to. I mean, that's borderline slavery, and a personal assistant is not what a man really needs in a relationship, and he definitely doesn't need a substitute mother. So a lot of times women don't know, when this guy introduces you to his mother, it's not as romantic as you think. He's showing you the prototype of what he expects you to be for the next, I don't know, 5-10 years. Or if he wants to marry you for the rest of your life. And usually they don't want to marry you, because no man is really attracted to their mother. They're just convenience. So you would be a convenience, because mom always cooked. Mom always cleaned. Mom, you know, maybe she fussed a little bit, but she let them get away with murder, because it was the girls who had to walk a tightrope, you know, wash dishes and cook and help out with the family. And the boys, you know, they did not, especially if there was no man in the house. Specifically, if there was no man in the house, they got away with murder, because the mom didn't know how to be a mother, a father to the boys. She only knew how to be a mother to the boys. So she would let them get away with murder, because she didn't want them to do girl things, because of the stereotypes of, oh, he can cook, he can clean, oh, he must be gay, or, you know, he can sew. Well, what we call that is being sufficient and, you know, being able to take care of yourself and independent. But anyway, so with all the double standards of things, these guys learn quickly that they can get away with murder, and they do. Yeah, mom. Let's just say literally, moms have even lied as alibis for murders that these men have committed. I know one in particular. But anyway, at the end of the day, all I can tell you is that you are to vet better than you have in the past, because you're going to still end up, you know, fighting the same battles, unless you choose more wisely about who it is you want in your life with that much power over your life. All right, guys, we're not going to stay long, but I just wanted to tell you about these men with these mothers who, you know, cater to them, the aunts that cater to them. the sisters, whatever, that tell you, you need to be more like this or that so that y'all can make it and stay together. And I'm telling you now, I'm telling you what you need to hear, and that is run. Run as fast as you can, as far as you can. Do not get involved in that type of mentality of, I call it cult-like, because it's a set of morals and goals for a particular group of people, and they keep everyone else outside. But this man is like a king because they made him that, and he's not even worthy of the crown. So guys, be careful out here. Dating is serious. The friends you have, the lover you have, the husband, the wife, the family that you keep close. These people can make you or break you. These people can do the most harm. Choose wisely. Be safe out there. And until next time. Thank you.